Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck in NYC, my man Clay out in Nashville, Tennessee. Much to get to today. We even had a new Biden speech just a couple of hours before we came on air. Tell you what he said there. The short version is booster shots. Get your booster shots. What a surprise. In fact, it's not a surprise at all because we told you last week that's what they were going to do, even though the panel said you shouldn't necessarily have so many people getting boosters. We'll discuss this. Biden told a big fat lie about Border Patrol in the speech this morning. I wonder if you can guess before I even tell you what it is. And by the way, I don't mean a lie like I disagree with him or maybe he forgot something. No, no. A bald-faced lie. Plus on Monday, which throws Border Patrol under the bus. I guess I'm giving you enough hints now. You probably know what the lie is. We'll get into that in a moment. And hospitals here in New York State, as you know, I'm in New York City, and hospitals are getting ready, and as well as nursing homes, for a kind of Monday vaccine D-Day, if you will. I mean, if you don't get the vax by Monday, you can get suspended, you can get fired. There's this deadline. And what happens? Because you got thousands and thousands of people who have not been vaccinated. We've also got the Taliban saying that they're going to probably cut off hands and do some of that stuff, but maybe not in public. So I guess you could argue that this is a slightly more moderate, barbaric Taliban, because that's pretty appalling. And college kids at ASU in a wokeness ambush, I think we could call it that. And Clay and I have been discussing, we're looking forward to it, because it really does walk you through the absurdity and the insanity of the woke left on college campuses. But Biden spoke this morning, and I think the biggest news item that's going to affect all of us has to do with the booster shots and the vaccines. Here is what he says as of about 10 a.m. Eastern or so today.
Listen to the voices of the unvaccinated Americans who are lying in hospital beds, taking their final breath, saying, and literally we've seen this on television, if only I'd gotten vaccinated. If only. If only. They're leaving behind husbands and wives, small children, people who adore them. People are dying and will die who don't have to die. It is not hyperbole to suggest it's literally a tragedy. Please don't let this become your tragedy. Get vaccinated.
Clay, we're talking not about getting vaccinated this morning. Getting vaccinated again is actually what the speech is about. It was about boosters, his own CDC overruling last week's panel.
Yeah, and it happened after midnight, Buck. Imagine what the reaction would have been. And this is the party that claims that they care about science. This is Joe Biden's entire campaign was, I'm going to restore normalcy and decency to the White House. And I think that's one reason why his approval ratings are plummeting like they are. But, Buck, we're going to talk to Alex Berenson in the third hour. And we talked with Alex, we talked with Ron Johnson earlier this week, senator from Wisconsin. And the big flaw, and there are many flaws in terms of the arguments that the based on science that the White House is making pertaining to COVID, but the big flaw is the idea that if everybody were vaccinated, COVID wouldn't exist. This is just not true. The data out of England, 76% most recently, Ron Johnson told us, of the people that are dying have been vaccinated. So this is not this idea that they're selling, which is, hey, if everybody were vaccinated, COVID wouldn't exist anymore. It's just not true. It's not remotely true.
Well, and the data that you're citing, Clay, out of the UK, and we will talk to Berenson about this later on. He's also got a new book coming out, so we'll talk to him about what we can expect in there. But, you know, the line right now from the Fauciites is it keeps you from getting the vaccine keeps you from getting super sick and dying. So it's not even just a question. They've had to abandon the you won't get COVID. That's clearly
that was their initial pitch.
Right. That's clearly not true. And we can discuss what the percentages are. The percentages actually look to be much higher of breakthrough cases in the last 30 days, even in the U.S., than what we have been told. Remember, the data always lags, right? There's always these reporting lags. But the breakthrough cases are certainly higher than the Biden keeps saying you have a 1 in 5,000 chance of a breakthrough case on any given day, which is a really a bastardizing.
He doesn't say on any given day. He says one. That's what Alex got him on, is he says 1 in 5,000, period. But it's actually 1 in 5,000 every day,
oh, it is,
which is an
right.
infinitely
it,
higher
right.
percentage.
It is every day, but he says 1 in 5,000. Yeah. Nonetheless, what you're talking about, though, when we're discussing 70% of people in the UK dying who get
yes.
vaccinated, that means the final readout, if you will. I mean, the final bastion of Fauci has credibility and is right on something. He's been wrong on so many things, falls away, which is why they're trying to get ahead of this right now with the boosters. Remember, last week, you and I were discussing on Friday, everyone heard it. They said, oh, but the boosters, you know, we don't need them right now, only for those at particularly high risk. As of today, Clay, it's for those 65 and older, adults with underlying conditions, and in high-risk working and institutional settings, i.e., anybody who's going to be around human beings for their job.
Well, and in particular, teachers, which just this continues to be a giveaway to the teachers' union, this idea that they're actually in unique danger. And, Buck, I was reading the New York Times yesterday. I try to read the Times every day just to see what their stories are. They had a story centered in Nashville, where I live, still talking about the school board meeting that I went to, probably 2,000-word piece, talking with a parent who's like, every day I struggle with whether or not I should send my kid to school because it's so dangerous because everybody's not wearing masks here. These are lies, right? Yesterday, we talked about the fact that you're more likely to be shot in Chicago if you're a kid than to die with COVID. The amount of lies, I don't know, has ever been higher in the history of this country than right now what is being spread surrounding COVID and by the Biden administration for virtually everything, which is ironic because he promised that he was going to be the adult in the room and he's failed.
How many boosters are we supposed to get?
And how long?
That was the next question.
Yeah.
How long do the boosters last? How many side effects? I mean, I'll tell you this from the very beginning, right? When I had COVID back in March, right, of this year and confirmed, and, you know, I was wrecked, right? I actually got really sick. I had COVID back in March. I remember when I got better, I talked to my personal doctor and he just said, look, because I got hit right when people started to get the vaccines, right? So it was like I was the last man, you know, to go down in my own mind before, you know, I had the opportunity of
Did you think, by the way, if I die, people are going to celebrate?
Oh,
did
yes.
you, like, when you got
that
COVID,
crossed,
you were
oh,
like,
sure.
you started to feel bad?
For
yeah.
sure.
That was in your head.
I mean, I didn't think I was going to die, but if I got really sick and I went to the hospital, I knew that that was going to be part of it. Even though, Clay, I had been forced to wear masks.
You've done everything they said to do.
I do all this crap that they make you do. It does nothing, as we know. And somehow I lasted a year plus without getting it. But, you know, anyway, point here being, I remember my doctor then, before this all got politicized, saying, look, wait until you get the shot. And even Fauci was a little bit in the early days, you know, if you've had COVID because your body spikes the antibody level, maybe the initial CDC guidance was to wait 90 days because they recognize that having elevated antibodies in your system and then having this artificial, you know, stimulus of antibody production could be weird. I mean, could throw your body out of whack, right? Could cause maybe more severe side effects. So now we're getting boosters. We're getting boosters, and they're just guessing at the antibody levels that different people have. They're guessing, have you been infected? Have you not been infected? You got the shot. You're getting a booster. Clay, they can't keep up with all this, which is why the fact that last week they're telling you, the experts say we don't need the widespread boosters. This week they're saying,
overwhelmingly.
This week they're saying, actually, we think you should pretty much all adults. Reasonably, when I say reasonably, I mean, and what's going to happen here is everyone who's terrified, all the people who think who are 35, they have a 50% chance of going to the hospital, they're going to get the booster. They're going to say they're
one of the questions Biden got, Buck, in that when he actually took a couple of questions, he was reading names off a list again. But it was, what would you tell the people who are going to get boosters on their own who aren't technically following the guidance, right? Because to your point, there are people out there in their 20s and 30s terrified, convinced that they're going to die of COVID, getting aware that their antibodies are declining because the vaccine has waning efficiency, that have been going on their own to get their own booster shot, which is next level psychotic. And again, one of the big things and lessons I think we've learned from COVID is we allowed people with anxiety disorders, who, by the way, I think are far more likely to be active on social media.
Yes.
Sitting around on their phones, like terrified all day long. Far more likely, I think, over index to be journalists, to be people who are blue checkmark brigade members. We allowed their fear to curtail all the freedoms of the normal people out there. And it's still going on.
That's what that's actually what the data reflects now.
Yes.
You know, that's actually when you see people walking around, as I do in New York, I'd say in Midtown Manhattan, where I spend most of my time, because, you know, I don't like having any privacy or space, or, you know, I spend all my time in the most densely populated region of the entire country. You've got about 20% of people, I'd say, on the streets right now.
What's your primary reaction when you see somebody with a mask outside? Your first emotion?
Is it anger, or is it like, do you feel sorry for them? Great question. It used to be like disdain, because yes. I really thought that it just came from that, oh, I take it seriously, yeah. I'm one of the good people. And there certainly is some of that. Now I have a sadness.
Yeah.
That these are mostly, I mean,
that's
some
where
of them,
I've moved to.
So some of them are Americans. I mean, there's also a lot of visitors here still in New York from other countries. But when people I see, I'm thinking, well, assuming this is an American, I feel a pretty deep sadness because, and I, you know how your parents would say, I expected more of you? Anytime.
And that hits so much harder than being angry.
Oh, yeah. You get grounded. You're like, whatever. I'm going to sneak the video games in my room when you're not paying attention. When your parents are like, I thought more highly of you than
this. I'm
just
really disappointed. That's a great line that I've stolen for my kids, too. I mean, it works so well. I remember it working like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just really disappointed is just a gut punch.
Yeah. Gut punch. But that's how I feel seeing Americans in the biggest city in the country walking around with masks outside. I just thought we were braver and smarter than this as Americans. And I'm actually sad because I know now, Clay, a lot of them actually are worried. They really do think, and I'm talking about guys who are younger than me, gals who are younger than me out there. They really think that if they don't have that mask on, and by the way, N95s outside now, I'm seeing pretty frequently in New York, which are really uncomfortable, by the way.
I feel super sad. Like, I walk my kids to school, and there are still some people who are choosing to put their kids in masks. And I'm not angry about it. I just feel sorry for the kids because they're being told and taught something that is not true. Like, I saw one of the blue checks bragging about her kid's reaction to the vaccine being available now.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, do you see that? The kid's like between 5 and 11, and the kid is crying with joy. And she was like, oh, this is so amazing. I want to share this with everybody. And the only thing I could think is it is child abuse to have convinced young children that they're in danger of dying of COVID when the data doesn't support it at all. And yet on social media, that's the kind of thing that gets cheered. It's just tough to see. I mean, in general, Buck, it just really is.
Clay, I want to get to the biggest lie Biden told today. We're going to do that when we come back.
Yeah, let's do it.
The biggest lie in the speech. I mean, an appalling lie. We'll get to that in just a moment. But we love our Mike Lindell MyPillow products, folks, because he has hooked up Clay and me and Clay's whole family with MyPillows, really the foundation of it all, and then so many of their other amazing products. I'm talking about their Giza Dream sheets. I was just texting a friend of mine, a fellow radio host, on another show saying, don't you love your Giza sheets? He says, best sheets I've ever owned. We were joking around about how we should have gotten them years and years ago. Towel sets are amazing. The slippers, the robes, the mattress toppers. And Mike wants to make sure he helps you get a great night's sleep at an incredible price, Clay.
Yeah, the Giza Dream Sheets are phenomenal. We've got them on every bed in our house, a guest bedroom. People come in, they stay. My in-laws are here. They said, man, these are fantastic. I said, you need to get your own. You can buy one, get one free with the promo code Clay and Buck. All my pillow products, 60-day money-back guarantee. So you got no risk at all. You can try it out yourself. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials to get the Giza Dream Sheets. They're buy one, get one free right now with the code Clay and Buck. Or you can call 800-792-3269. Do it today.
Time slot on loan from Rush. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We got some fun coming for you in the bottom of this hour. Live COVID positivity on TV. If you haven't heard about it, we will discuss, especially because it came immediately after, in typical left-wing blue checkmark brigade member fashion, they were lecturing everybody out there who could have been super spreading the virus everywhere. But we'll play that for you. I think you're going to enjoy it. In the meantime, look, Biden's approval ratings, most recent Gallup poll, Buck, down to 43%. He was at 57%, according to Gallup, in January when he's inaugurated. He's plummeted as people have gotten more and more used to the president that we have in office right now and his failures across the board on virtually every front. But one of the things that he ran on was competence, was bringing adulthood back to the White House, and by arguing that he was going to be honest and trustworthy and not lie. And he spoke earlier this morning, Buck, and listen to what he said about these Border Patrol agents on horseback. He suggests that they are strapping people, basically whipping people, when that is 100% not the truth. Listen to Joe Biden lying to the American public, dividing us further. Here he is this morning.
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
It's beyond embarrassing that Joe Biden lies about
multiple days after this happened.
And then makes it worse. This is the leader of the free world. This is the commander-in-chief who's essentially threatening Border Patrol members with consequences to be determined for a thing that no person actually knows or no person believes actually happened.
Not only did we not believe that it happened, the photographer who took the photo, Buck, says of the Border Patrol agents in Del Rio, I imagine most of you have at least seen this story in some way, says he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone, and the photos are being misconstrued. So literally,
that's a nice way of saying lied about. Can we just say they're lying about it?
But the people who took the photo themselves are saying this is an inaccurate representation of what actually happened, and the president's lying about it. And by the way, Buck, you know what's going to end up happening, right? Whoever took this photo is going to win the Pulitzer Prize. And they're going to say, oh, my God, this is such an important photo that was taken because it showed how draconian and unfair our treatment was
at the border,
of illegal immigrants
and
at the border.
Clay, this is also a window into the Democrat leftist mind, because even events that don't happen, that they then can fit into a narrative that is pleasing to them to believe, or that makes them feel righteous or gives them power. That's what they will go forward with. It doesn't matter if it happened or not. What matters is that they can convince some people that it happened and it's useful. Feels very Soviet, folks. You know, Joe Biden's supposed to be Mr. Truth Teller. Yeah, sure, you know, no joke. Come back into this in a second. With also, The View has some host testing. Clay pointed this one out to me.
Yes.
Kamala was going to be on The View, and
she's on right now, I think, by the way, Buck, and she just said the whipping story on The View.
Gold is never to be underestimated. It's called the gold standard for a reason. Gold has been the hallmark of protecting and preserving wealth for as many years as you and I can imagine. In a world of out-of-control home prices increasing all the time and inflation touching so many parts of our economy, gold is the stable standard. You should include it in your savings plan, your IRA account. You can protect what you've worked so hard to earn and save. I bought my first gold from the Oxford Gold Group and had it shipped right to my home. You can too. Oxford Gold will explain everything to you. Call them now, 833-404-GOLD, and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-GOLD.
Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show on this very busy Friday of news. We are going to just give you a little quick preview of third hour here. Guests, we've got two guests stacked up in the third hour joining us. We will have Alex Berenson breaking down those numbers. Clay and I have been talking to you a lot about the UK and Israeli data. Well, there's more of it since we last had Alex on. There's even more concerning numbers coming out of the United Kingdom. So unless we're doing something very differently here than they're doing over there, we should expect quite similar results. And you'll want to hear what that is. That'll be around 2:05 Eastern. Then Asa Hutchinson, the governor, will be joining us to talk about everything happening now with the debt, the budget, the bill, $3.5 trillion, the debt, the COVID response in the country, the border. Clay, am I leaving anything? What else do you want to ask Asa? I just want to ask about everything.
The border, I think, for all these governors is such a fascinating story because a lot of them have, you know, their own National Guard that's been called out, that's being used all over the different border-related regions. And frankly, the fact that probably this story is going to disappear, one prediction we made this week was that they'll give us the data on how many people, like they've cleared out the area underneath the bridge, right, in Del Rio. We don't really know where all those people went. And so at some point, we're going to get that, and I would bet it's right after our show goes off around 5:30 Eastern,
Yes.
You know, as we roll into the weekend. They'll be like, oh, by the way, 8,000 Haitians are admitted to the United States.
Right.
Like, let's go ahead and move along.
Just so you know, my guess, and this is a guess, is that when all said and done, we'll find out that about 60% of everyone who masked at the border got let into the United States.
Right.
That's what I think, because that tends to be similar to what it is elsewhere at the border. Let's all remember what's happening. You know, we focus on the 15,000, Clay. Everyone can do the numbers. We got over 200,000 a month last month.
So, which is why I think if we had, you know, we have the COVID trackers that are never going to go away. I feel like Fox News should put up an illegal boarding crossing tracker every single day just to make aware of what's going on down there.
I completely agree. And I feel like you could actually get this done. So why don't you, as somebody who actually works at Fox, why don't you actually run this up the flagpole?
I'm going out to dinner with Jay Wallace, the head of Fox News tonight. I'm going to pitch him on the illegal immigration tracker.
I think it would be, especially going into the election year, people should know about this. By the way, we're speaking about predictions. Remember when last week the FDA... the FDA panel of outside experts, you know, whatever it is, these bureaucracies, it's tough to keep up with all of it. And they, what was it, by an overwhelming majority said, we don't need boosters except for people
yes.
who are at particularly high risk with compromised immune systems. And this was my response to it. Remember this one?
I don't think boosters are not happening. I think this is going to be something similar to what we saw with J&J. This is the temporary pause to create the illusion of reasonableness from the apparatus of control before they decide in a month, maybe 60 days, oh, just kidding, you actually are all going to need boosters.
Are you going to get a booster?
No.
You're done.
I'm done.
Your vaccine.
I'm done.
You're finished.
No
you're
way.
Calling it quits.
No. Now, as it is, now that I have friends, can neither confirm nor deny, but friends who have... been very creative with their arts and crafts projects
yes.
recently. And also now that we have the natural immunity data, could not be. Look, if I hadn't gotten sick and known that I had had COVID and have natural immunity, would I have gotten it? I spend a lot of time with my parents who are at high risk.
Yeah,
I would have been persuadable on that. I'll just be honest with you. But I'm not sure. But I probably would have gotten it based just on that. But the natural immunity thing now just makes it so obvious that this is, it's unscientific idiocy. And then on top of that, the mandates are just tyrannical insanity. And I just want to say on the booster shot thing, Clay, that was last week.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing I got wrong on that one is I thought it might take a month for them to reverse it. It took 1 week. And all of a sudden they're like, yeah, CDC decided why have the outside panel come in and tell you don't need all these people to get boosters? And then a week later say, yeah, who needs those guys? Boosters.
My theory on, I think you nailed that in a strong way, but my theory on it is they don't want to throw everything at COVID right now, because if they throw everything at COVID, then there's nothing else left to do.
So I think that
it's incrementalism.
The way that the incrementalism works, and I see what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, but I think what they're going to do is it's going to go from you can get it to get into the wintertime, you should get it, to January, February period when we have another big surge, you must get it. That's what I see happening as the progression here.
So here's my other question on this, Buck. Do you know this better than I do? So you have like a vaccine passport to prove that you can get into a bar, restaurant, New York, whatever.
Everybody
else
in New York City who wants to go into places in Manhattan, you have to have either a
except
thing on your
the subway,
phone or
by
a
the
card.
Way.
It's, by the way, some places are really intense about it. They'll look at your ID. They'll line it up with your, they want to check the names. Because remember, there are people who are actually terrified and they think this is keeping them safe.
So the question that I have for this is, are you also now going to get new booster papers?
Yes.
Like for your vaccine passport to prove that you got the booster? And is New York now, as the booster becomes more of a reality, Buck's pulling out his vaccine passport right now in the studio. Like, is there a little spot there for a booster where you can prove that you got your booster?
So interesting you bring that up, Clay, because I wanted to make sure that I was telling everybody the right thing. There are magically three extra slots on the vaccine CDC paperwork below the place where it says when you got your shot and what it was and the little signature or whatever. There are three. Now, the second slot is for the second dose, which if you get the J&J, you didn't need. They told you. But then there are two blanks below that. Why would there be two blanks below that unless they had a feeling months ago that they might actually have to get you to get more shots?
Which is what I'm saying. Like, you're now going to, like, the people who got the vaccine are going to be looking down on the people who aren't willing to go get their boosters, right?
No boosters,
that's
dude.
The next
no
judgment
boosters.
Thing.
Holding the line against booster. That's it. We all have our breaking point. No booster. Not happening. They're gonna have to go full Australia on me and like flex cuff me and spray mace in my eyes because I'm not masked up and I'm not boosted.
Like, that's what they're. By the way, you think some people out there are like, well, that sounds like hyperbole. That's what they're doing in Australia.
No, that is, like, yeah, that's of course. Real. Just so everyone knows, they're deploying law enforcement in Australia with that are using rubber bullets against people for protesting in open air against the lockdowns in Australia. Because you're not allowed to protest during lockdown. They're shooting people with rubber bullets like they're a public safety menace.
They're arresting moms with kids. I mean, again, I really do believe that without Republican governors and without federalism in this country, we would have gone down the path of Australia, because I think that's what Dr. Fauci would have turned us into. By the way, a lot of you out there trying to save money. How could you save up to $800 a year? Get a brand new cell phone package with our friends at Pure Talk. It's an amazing offer. I've got my 13-year-old on it. Super easy. You can pay just $30 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 6 gigs of data. You get to keep your same phone. You get to keep your same phone number. You can just save big money. Tens of thousands of our listeners have done it. You can save money with Pure Talk. I've had them in my house. You can trust these guys and girls. They are running a really high-end company. Buck, how do you get set up to save up to $800 a year on your cell phone bill?
This is one of the great parts about it, Clay. Remember, you're going to keep your cell phone as it is. You keep your cell phone number, and all you have to do, you don't have to wait in some long line. It's not like getting, you know, some new phone where there's hundreds of people freezing outside because they need their phone. All you do to switch your service right now from your cell phone, the current cell phone you have, dial #250 and say Pure Talk. You'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Pure Talk. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Pure Talk.
An instant see, I told you so. If you want something chiseled in marble, what I said needs to be chiseled in marble.
Still relevant to this very day. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Open line Friday, by the way. We want to take some of your calls, and a lot of you have been loading up the phone lines already. Also, want to let you know, in the third hour of the program, Alex Berenson's going to join us. Been having him on a lot on Fridays to kind of set the table for where things are headed with COVID as he looks at the data. Of course, he's banned from Twitter because he's been telling too much of the truth, but that is always an illuminating conversation. Not just for you guys also, but for me and Buck, because we really don't know exactly what he's going to say in terms of analyzing the latest COVID data and letting us know where we're headed. But we're going to want to go ahead and take some of your calls. 1-800-282-2882 is that phone line. You can load them up, and we'll go off and on throughout the show on an open line Friday and let you guys weigh in. Let's go to Dominic first up. Dominic, what you got for us?
Okay. Subject masks. I worked in sterile operations in industry using filters to sterilize things. I would have to get things cleared through FDA. We would make sure that the filters would work. They were certified to work. They were tested, quality tested, and so forth. I can tell you, considering the size of viruses, they are transmitted for COVID through fine aerosols. The cloth masks, surgical masks, do nothing. To get some level of effect, you have to go to the, and this is in the respirator category, to an N95. Even those are designed for dust. None of the things that people commonly buy are designed for viruses.
So how frustrating is it to you, Dominic, as someone who has expertise in the mask industry? How frustrating is it to you to be walking around and seeing everybody wearing these masks and hear all the debates about virtue signaling and everything
else? What about the Kamala Biden 2024, you know, kerchiefs and things that people are putting
on? Yeah, no kidding. But it has to be insanely frustrating if you have actual knowledge of how flawed these are from working your job.
It makes no sense. I'm surprised. I've actually gone to our local school board here. And I've challenged anybody I can talk to. I challenge them, specify a mask that works.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who's used an N95 knows how uncomfortable they are. When I worked in a factory, I had mechanics working for me. If it was a dusty atmosphere, under OSHA regs, you had to wear an N95 mask. However, before you can wear that mask, you had to get an okay from a physician in case you had breathing difficulties. Then you had to go through training. Then you would be fitted because these come in different facial sizes. You couldn't have any facial hair. They have to seal up against your face. And I would not have them work because I knew how uncomfortable they were. I would not have them work any more than 20 or 25 minutes.
What, Dominic, can I ask, so again, what you're talking about here is, in a sense, the mechanics and aerodynamics, which falls under the category of science, too, I think. When you see people saying things like mask up between bites, do you also want to start throwing things at the wall or what?
It makes no sense to me. And here's the thing that doesn't make any sense either. It's how many people really believe that masks work? And I have these symptoms. Maybe I have it, but because I'm vaccinated and I have a mask, it's okay. And maybe those are the people who are spreading.
These things they do where they have the spray bottles. I mean, where did they come up with this? You know what I'm talking? This is how they started to tell us early in the pandemic. They would have mannequins with liquid spray bottle, and then they would look at the droplets that got through the spray. I mean, if somebody was spraying chlorine gas, I wouldn't say, some of it got stuck in the mask.
Droplets, yes, okay. But all of the data that's out, the studies have shown the virus is primarily transmitted as a fine aerosol.
Right.
So as a fine aerosol, depending on whose definition you look at, generally that's less than a half micron. So
it gets right through the mesh. So the people who in the beginning were saying it's like firing a hose through a chicken wire fence or something. I mean, that's a rough analogy.
And the thing is, these aerosols are so small, you cannot see them with if there's like sunlight in the background or whatever, like dust, you might see it. But generally, you can't see this stuff as you speak or breathe even. Immediately, these droplets, they're fine aerosols, they start drying, and they become extremely small.
That's what I thought. Dominic, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Hashtag science, Clay. Hashtag Clay and Buck, keeping it real. Martin in Wichita, Kansas. You got some thoughts for us, Martin. What's up?
Hey, guys, I got a slogan for you. It goes like this. Defending truth, justice, and the American way, you can depend on Buck and Clay. Also, Rush at the beginning of the year made a statement to the effect of that if Democrats get too much power, they'll destroy themselves. And he was right. That's what we're seeing happen right now. And it would be hilarious if it wasn't for the fact there's been so much tragedy and suffering because of it.
Well, yeah, you're right. My hope, Buck, is that we end up with this Black Lives Matter protest against the vaccine mandate, because it's like just intersectional chaos. I don't even know how the Democratic Party would respond if BLM went to war with the vaccine mandate. It would be amazing to see.
They're going to try to do everything they can to avoid this. I wonder how they do. Martin, thank you so much. But the Democrats' will to and understanding of how to achieve power is the one thing about them you have to admire. I mean, they'll basically do anything and go to any lengths. But as to what was just said about them destroying themselves in this year, Clay, I don't want conservatives to get the least bit complacent right now. Biden's polling numbers are low. He's got crises. He's mumbling nonsense. Clearly, the American people were lied to about the competence of this guy and how he would bring the country together. We'd have a return to normalcy, all this stuff. They have so many tricks. You know, they just released a bunch of subpoenas. Of senior Trump administration officials, former officials, to try to get all their records from January 6th. They are gearing up, and I know it for normal, reasonable people. This is like I'm telling you that we're all going to go to like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory next year or something. It's just going to be some fantasy land. They are gearing up to make 2022 the year of the insurrection going into the midterms. And if they do that and they feel like they pass their big spending priorities, they think they've got a shot no matter how buffoonish Biden is, Clay. That's the problem.
Did you see, by the way, the Cook Political Report has put the Virginia gubernatorial race in the too close to call category?
I would
That'll
love
be
to
an
see
interesting one
Glenn
to
Youngkin beat Terry McAuliffe.
Yes.
I actually had him on radio before you and I teamed up. And I remember I told my team at the time, I said, this guy Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, he's like Terry McAuliffe's worst nightmare in a lot of ways.
We need to get him on.
Get him on. I agree with that. Well, I know Glenn's team. We'll have him on. There we go. Governor of Virginia. Governor of Arkansas will be joining us third hour of this show. And also the governor of truth when it comes to COVID, Alex Berenson. I don't know if he's probably shaking his head like, Buck, why'd you do that? But anyway, the guy who tells you how it is when it comes to COVID numbers, Alex Berenson will be with us in the third hour. But The View, the TV show, had a couple of positive tests. Clay is going to go deep diving into that situation as soon as we come back.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.